Good morning, Orwell. Today is Thursday, 15th of December, and right now it's cloudy with 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast with the thunderstorms and with a temperature range from low 24 to high 27 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from northeast at 25 km per hour, and chance of a rain is on 90%. Forecast for later on in the night is overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm with the northerly winds at 25 km per hour and chance of a rain at 60%. Moon is waning gibbous and 80% of it is illuminated. The sure sign that the busiest season of the year is almost here is also the abundance of different cultural events. So this weekend there are a few things going on, like tomorrow at Natural Man Courtyard will be inauguration of the new premises for the winter season with a special dinner and some music, live, and we'll see. And if you continue with the Saturday, at 7:30 PM at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, we can enjoy in Veena recital. Rudra Veena is an ancient instrument rarely played today. Bahuddin Mohiuddin Dagar is the Rudra Veena player with the Dagarbani style. At the center, the art in Citadin, they are holding an open day from 10 AM to 6 PM, and a short film on Roger Anger in French will be shown at noon and 6 PM. Between 6 PM to 7:30 PM at Kala Kendra Exhibition Space, we should be there with our 3D glasses to find out who are those kryptonized girls who exhibit, without any decency, their paintings and photographs. Lali and Yona are inviting us to an invisible world. And in all, we shouldn't forget about every year traditional and always exciting Christmas fair at Youth Center, which they named this year as Fair de Luck, and it will be on from 2 PM onwards. So we can get ready ourselves for a full afternoon of fun, games, music, shops, theater, food, and art. Let's face it, Christmas without it wouldn't be Christmas around here. Then on Sunday, Tamarai will open its doors for open house whole day event from 10 AM onward, with the program on the rooftop at 6:30 PM. On that occasion, they will also launch interesting bilingual blooming Tamarai book, which is a result of few months workshop on a doll making done by Krupa with children. Through this workshop, children explore their body image and identity. And then it seems that weekend isn't over yet, because on Tuesday, 20th of December, two interesting theater plays are on schedule. At 7 PM at Visitor Center, the Mankeys present From Monkey Motion to Mankin Motion, and this play is a result of 7 weeks workshop on research on human emotions, which was guided by Malo, actress and body worker from Berlin. Actors in the play are Rena, Sandira, Sarah, Verena, Veronique and Emmanuel, Francesco, Jeff, Rajan Selvam. And at 8 PM at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture, the Auroville Theatre Group presents Rabindranath Tagore Chitra, performed by the Mordokmai Theatre Troupe of Thailand. This lyrical drama is based on the following story from the Mahabharata. In the course of his wanderings, in fulfillment of a vow of penance, Arjuna came to country. The play will be presented in contemporary approaches with Thai traditional movements and many of today's images in order to honor Tagore's work, that this message is timeless and still can have such an impact on other societies, including Thailand. Tagore's work is able to plant the root and let it spring out in its own way. His work is always worthwhile in this almost hopelessly selfish world of materialism, giving a lesson to today's official leaders of the world that unofficially the mission of building mankind has been a task of the poet since the beginning and still is. And this play is about the importance of being unofficial. This play is directed by Chang Janaprakal Chandrawang. And now, let's go to an important announcement from Kailash Clinic about dengue fever outbreak. Team of the clinic would like to inform us that since a few months there is a dengue fever outbreak in the Pondicherry area. Since about a month, they have seen already some cases in their clinic, which means that dengue has reached Auroville. They would like all of us to be aware of it and prevent yourself from getting this infection. The main and only preventive measure is to avoid mosquito bites. Please also make sure that there are no standing water around your house and working place. And if you experience high fever, headache, body ache, extreme weakness, dizziness, and any skin rash, please seek medical advice. And Lateras team informs us, as their supplier of organic coffee beans has substantially increased the price, their coffee drinks will be increased from today onward. And on the schedule for films today and the weekend, we can see that tonight at 8 PM at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see within Western Asia series drama Taste of Cherry, made in Iran in 1997 by director Abbas Kiarostami, and at the same place and time on Saturday, we can see international drama Precious, made in USA in 2009 by director Lee Daniels. Children will see on Sunday at 3 p.m. Arthur and the Minimoys, made in France in 2009 by director Luc Besson. At Visitor Center on Saturday, they will screen science fiction action drama Rise of the Planet Apes, made in 2011 by director Rupert Wright. And at the Shuri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow at 7:45 p.m., they will screen La Meglio Giovane, The Best of Youth, the second part. At Eco Film Club at Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see BBC documentary Planet Earth, Pole to Pole, made in 2006. At Aura Lake Cafeteria on Saturday at 7:30 p.m., they will screen La Paloma, and light dinner will be served from 6:45 onward. There must awake in us a constant indwelling and enveloping nearness, a vivid perception, a close feeling and communion, a concrete sense and contact of a true and infinite presence always and everywhere, wrote Shuri Aurobindo in The Synthesis of Yoga. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on www.aurobindo.org.